Prophet Dr. Akande Adeola Baba testimony lolugbalejo agba. My time of testimony. Akoko eri mi. Oruko Jesu Esu ni baje mi ati eje ma bo kajo gbadua.
Fresh 107.9 FM. Abeokuta Akoni. Laarin awon yoku.
Broadcasting around the world. This is Fresh 107.9.
'89 classic from Lucky Dube, Prisoner, this morning on Freshly Pressed. And this is intentional. I know for one, Lucky Dube is one of Eddie Aina's favorite artists. And the reminiscences about the circumstances of this man's death remains painful
very,
to date.
Very painful. I mean, it's still one of those xenophobic things that happen in South Africa. Although it's not South Africa alone. The guy thought Lucky Dube was in Nigeria. He went to pick his daughter from the brother's house, and the guy saw him and said, "This in Nigeria," and just shot him. Very bad. I mean, I felt terrible.
Oh, well, songs like this to throw us back in the mood sometimes, and they also teach us a lesson. This morning, I was listening to BBC, and they were talking about the Rwandan genocide.
Yeah, genocide, 1994.
Yes, and they're talking about the forgiveness process. And just as if nature is speaking about Rwanda, I saw another post by the popular Gigi this morning.
Okay.
Still talking about the Rwandan genocide. And the children of nowadays are saying, does their parents problems? And I wonder whether those who peddle or peddle it today are learning from events of the past, like the xenophobic attacks and the Rwandan genocide.
It doesn't really show that people are learning any lessons, because even within the context of Nigeria too, you can see it writ large. You know, that this ethnicity, religion, and regionalism have been pulling us apart. But I'm happy there is a move, especially from the northern elites, you know, some, and I guess it must be houses, you know, they've been saying, yes, we have that problem. I mean, look at us. Has it, even being in government, has it benefited us? Look at our children. We have Fonuba, Boko Haram. We have banditry. Look, everything is wrong for us. And so it's now time, you know, to align with Nigerians and let's restructure this country to benefit all of us. And he even made so many suggestions. And I think it's going to be a way out. Even some guys from the East too, you know, had posts preaching the same thing, that really, that the story being told to the children, the Igbos of these days, is not what really happened, you know, that led to the war. That in a way, they were, you know, complicit in the First Republic, first coup, 1966, you know, and that we should even forget all that and come together. I think it's a good thing that it's been, you know, it's coming from, you know, everybody now, that we must restructure, we must come together, we must eschew hatred, you know, and
violence,
and move this country,
and religious divisions,
and move this country forward.
I had a day yesterday, okay. People got emotions mixed with the whole topic. But then it's all fine. Eddie, I want us to also talk about something quickly before we get into the dailies this morning. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO is 75.
Yeah.
75 years of... They describe themselves as one of the biggest treaties or the biggest organizations in the world. 75 years of peace, in quotes.
Peace in quotes.
75 years of... And it reminds us of the recent ones in Russia, Ukraine. I also hear Estonia is preparing its citizens for war this time in case Russia attacks.
Yes.
How successful has NATO been in 75
years? The League of Nations, the United Nations, you know, succeeded the League of Nations, and the reason behind, you know, NATO and the League of Nations is just to ensure that there is peace in the whole world. But peace is a word you cannot touch. You know, because peace means so many things to so many people. Whatever I want to say about even United Nations itself, the five big powers, you know, you are talking of America, Russia, France, Germany, and China. You know, they are big, and with whatever they dictate, you know, that happens. Although they've tried so much, you know, to ensure that there is peace in the whole world, but it's even they now that are on the edge of, you know, putting the world on the third, getting us a third world war, you know, because of power. They have that power and they can use it. They have power, virtually everything. We talk in terms of capitalism, they have it. They have military power. They have everything, culture and all that. They've permeated us. I mean, I'm happy that some countries are saying, let's de-dollarize. And that you are talking of BRICS, you know, that's the dollarized. Let's not put our whole life on dollar. Maybe that will, at least in terms of economy, you know, shape the whole world. But the single threat, you know, the peace in quote we are talking about, the single threat is Donald Trump. Because his first 4 years, he wasn't going alone. He forgot the fact that the NATO we are talking about is headed by America. And America has welded NATO together. You know, so they used to speak with one voice. You know, but now, in fact, the last 4 years, he said, no, I mean, I'm going to do it the way I like. And, you know, so it's a threat to it. But at 75, I think they've even tried so much, you know, to at least keep the whole world.
Would you still rate them a success? And I also want to look at the United Nations Security Council itself as a success. You look at some of the laws binding the operation. For instance, you cannot move peacekeeping into Russia, Ukraine, for instance, until Russia itself vetoes it.
Yeah, because
so how do I veto something that concerns me?
In fact, even vetoed another one, you know, about 2 weeks ago, you know.
So you see all these things. You look at the Israel Gaza war.
Yes, Gaza war.
And the UN has not made a very decisive statement.
They cannot make
it. They keep advising and advising. Yeah. And you wonder the superpower nature of the UN.
Yes, and some people have even been arguing, some academics have been arguing that this veto power thing should be removed. But again, look at the implications. If you remove it, it means there will be war. Just like Mahatma Gandhi says, I mean, an eye for an eye, and the whole world will go blind and all that. So if they remove it, and that's the reason why they've not even ventured to remove it, because at one time or the other, nearly all of them had vetoed one thing or the other, except perhaps France, you know, Germany, you know. But apart from that, the big ones, you know, have been vetoing. So it's a cash two thing. But I feel it should still be there. You know, that veto power should still be there. So that, because it keeps the whole... Yes, Ukraine war will have led to... Russian war will have led to Third World War. Yes, even Gaza Strip thing. You know, because all the Arab world, they too have the power to bite. But although they cannot bite as hard as, you know, the NATO powers and all that, and the friends of Israel. But again, it keeps them at bay. I think it should still be there. Yes, it's not good enough, because it's not even making the whole thing fair. Like, Gaza, Israel war, would you say it's fair? Yes, they attacked, you know, Israel first. But the magnitude of that strike back, you know, it's not explainable in any terms. But then, America cannot do it. It's still supporting them, giving them arms and all that. Whereas
we have Americans now beginning to
even Israel.
I was in fact, one of the Democrats, one key Democrat on the floor of the House, saying that we can't continue.
We can't continue like this. Yes, even in Israel itself, there have been war. That's the reason why the man moved. The troop from Rafa, you know, Rafa Hospital and all that, because people started protesting. And unfortunately, why people are protesting really is the fact that these hostages are still there. You have not brought our people back, and you are still going
killing.
You know, it's not. And so
the UN is also saying that it's going to investigate, and if it finds Russia, if it finds Israel guilty of using hunger or starvation, is going to charge Israel for war crimes. And I wonder whether that's the only war crime being perpetrated now.
Apart from that, there is no way they can even punish Israel. Why? Because CICJ, International Court of Justice, all these big powers are not there. America says no. Whereas Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo and all that, they went to pick people and jail them. Even in Liberia. So all these the smaller countries that are suffering, they said, you cannot, we are not signatories to you, you cannot come and pick us. So it's a whole world of
interesting unplanned conversation this morning. But then trust the veteran. You heard his voice already, Mr. Ide Aina. Good morning and welcome to Freshly Pressed this morning. My name is Emmanuel. Okay, you're listening to us today, Friday the 5th day in April 2024. Welcome to Freshly Pressed. Let's check out the headlines quickly. The Vanguard newspaper: tariff hike, discourse returning consumers to Band A following discrepancy. And away from that, Okwama killings, army recovers stolen weapons. And more stories. EFCC to arraign Bobrisky over alleged 180.7 million naira laundering, abuse of 490,000 naira today. Body parts disappeared. Controversy trails death of 42-year-old woman in auto crash. UK increases minimum wage of immigrants by 48%. You find that in the Vanguard newspaper. Bandits kill 5, release 51 victims in Kaduna. And how new gas price templates for strategic sectors will benefit Nigerians. Dollar saga: Kano government files fresh legal suit against Ganduje wife, 6 others. Fake Rivers PDP CTC list can't stand. That's according to Fubara. Akpabio denies responsibility for Ninge's suspension, replies Falana's allegation. Tinubu backs calls for direct election for ECOWAS parliamentarians. PDP caretaker list fake, can't stand Governor Fubara. You find these stories in the Vanguard newspaper. Let's check out the Nigerian Tribune. Federal government pegs vehicle speed limit on Third Mainland Bridge at 80 kilometers per hour. Work with Nigerians to produce vaccines, Tinubu tells Gavi. Nigeria will come out of current turmoil, Wiki. CCT suspends Kano Anti-Corruption Commission boss. Hike in power tariff. Relevant committees will brief Senate. That's from Adaramodu. And Nigeria needs godly leaders to surmount current challenges. That's from an Islamic scholar. Osun governor applauds Amadi. Okay, away from that, Nigerian business leaders seek competitive edge in privacy-first era. partner for strategic advantage. These are the stories in the Nigerian Tribune. Let's check out the Punch newspaper. See the stories being reported this morning. 12 states plan power projects. Anger spreads over tariff hike. Perhaps that would be the way to go. Now, AFCC stopped service of charges on Binance chief. FIRS alleges Kano government charges Ganduje wife with $413,000 and 1.38 billion naira bribery. Debt servicing gulps Ondo, Osun, two others allocations. Full list: Ogun, Osun, Oyo, Kwara areas enjoying 20 to 24 hours power supply. Military releases names of killed Boko Haram commanders. Naira crash pushes raw materials imports to 3 trillion naira. That's from NBS. Cop on escort duty dies in Kaduna Abuja train. And Ogun so safe arrest ex-convict for alleged theft of AC. 9-year-old killed in Ogun transformer explosion. You find that story in the Punch newspaper. Let's quickly check out the online dailies. Interesting stories for us this morning to look at. Bobrisky risks 14-year jail term as he faces criminal charges. In the pen pushing, strike fallout. Ondo state government begins payment of resident doctor's salary, allowances, arrears, and Ogun state government to begin correctional centers decongestion. In the pen pushing, patient with transplanted pig kidney discharged from hospital. In the pen pushing as well. Police can't arrest Bobrisky for being a cross-dresser, says Muiwa Adejobi. Away from that, let's look at the Platform Times. Tinubu vows to tackle inflation, economic hardship. Falano warns against state police creation amid struggles with minimum wage. Court sentences TikTok user to 3 years jail for defaming Nollywood actress. And EFCC slams Bobrisky with 128 million naira money laundering charge. Kano government drags ex-governor Ganduje wife, six others to court for alleged bribery, diversion of funds. Abuja Electricity Distribution Company rectifies wrongful billing, implements new tariffs. Nacon issues stern warning to intending pilgrims ahead of 2024 Hajj. Police invite Fulani Yoruba leaders over poisoned cattle in Oyo. FRSC seizes 35 trailers carrying 952 passengers. You find these stories in the Platform Times. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the analysis. Please stay with us.
Yes, salam. IAS unique concept ground parties. Love to go home soon. Niko and Mojiba. Oshua where Ramadan and to holiday.
Bákan náà ni wọ́n tún rán wa létí wípé ilẹ̀ ní ká kọ́kọ́ gbìyànjú láti ní tá a bá fẹ́ donílé lórí. Ǹjẹ́ ìwọ mọ̀ wípé ìwọ náà lè donílẹ̀ tó fọkànbalẹ̀? Pàápàá lásìkò Ramadan yìí, ìwọ lówó tó ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ rẹ ò tó nǹkan kò lè ka owó ilẹ̀. Eléyìí tó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ yìí náà kọ́kọ́ kó wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwọ àkọ́kọ́ san. Odidi ọdún kan gbáko ni máa fi san eléyìí tó kù pẹ̀lú ìrọ̀rùn. Tí wàá gbọ́ o, bó bá ti pé oṣù méje tó o ti ń sanwó yìí bọ̀, tó o ti sanwó yìí tán, tó o tún wá fẹ́ tún ilẹ̀ rẹ tà lówó gọbọyì, a ó fún ọ láyè kó o gbalẹ̀ rẹ, kó o tà, kó o sì sanwó tiwa tó kù. Kẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ̀rẹ̀ kọ́dún yìí ò tó tán, ìwọ náà ti kó sínú ilé rẹ nu.
Má fọwọ́ rẹ jẹ́jẹ́ kú jẹ́, má fọwọ́ mẹ́rẹ̀ wá jẹun. Ìtúnu àwẹ̀ mega promo ńlá níta. IAS Samsung Properties ló ní kí pé pé kó wá ralẹ̀ lówó tí kò dára jù kó lè doni ilé.
IAS ẹ̀ṣẹ́ tẹ́ ẹ tún bá nfààní ńlá bàǹtàbàǹtà ìkalẹ̀. Ìtúnu àwẹ̀ mega promo èyíkéyìí tí o bá fẹ́ rà nínú ilé wa, deposit 10,000 naira péré ló máa mú wá. Wàá sanwó tó kù láàrin ọdún kan gbáko. Tó o bá ti sanwó yìí fún oṣù méje, o láǹfààní láti gba ilẹ̀ rẹ, o tún láǹfààní láti tún ilẹ̀ yìí tà lówó gọbọi. Ìwọ ṣáà ti kó owó tiwa tó kù wá. Bó o bá ṣe wá san deposit owó ilẹ̀ yìí, lo máa gba tíkẹ́ẹ̀tì tá ó fi yí koto lọ́dún ìtúnu àwẹ̀ kọ̀la. Nílé iṣẹ́ IAS lọ́jọ́ náà làwọn olóríire ó máa jí àpò ìrẹsì, ẹdìyẹ gbàǹkò, òróró àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Mẹ́wàá tó gbẹ̀yìn oṣù Ramadan yìí làǹfààní yìí máa wáyé o. Fún ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ àlàyé, pe 091 390 1255.
goodness don kiwa wipe ramadan mubarak won kiwa ilese oni electronics won ki gogo wa o me ni mo mi not won kiwa
ya salam
wa tun shadura fun wa pe mi wa to bere re ni o yori yan layo emi are yin osu yi
ami
oni electronics won kiwa
ogbon awe ogbon ebun fun ogbon eniyan ilese oni electronics lo tun bi ifafalala kale fun gogo ni bara won o
ramadan promo
eyikeyi te bara ninu oja wa le o ma janfa ni edinwo te o si tun ma gba ticket ta o fi ikoto ta o fi jebun lojo odun etunu awekola ogbon eniyan pere lo ma janfa ni yi o
ramadan promo
iwo na tete ma bo ko le kopa ninu e o le ra deep freezer generator television air conditioner ti be lo oni electronics wa ni adojuko post office sapon abeokuta telephone 0803-350-6850 oni electronics number 1
We play R&B.
Thank you for staying with us on Freshly Pressed this morning. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM. We start with the Punch newspaper. Kano government charges Ganduje wife with $413,000, 1.83 billion naira bribery. The Kano state government has filed criminal charges against the immediate past governor, Abdullahi Ganduje, over alleged $413,000, 1.38 billion naira bribery. The state said it had assembled 15 witnesses to testify against Ganduje, joined as co-defendants in the charge sheet dated April 3, 2024, cited by newsmen on Thursday, where Ganduje's wife, Hafsat, and his son, Umar, also listed as defendants were Jibrilla Mohammed, Lamash Properties Limited, Safari Textos Limited, and Lesaja General Enterprises. Governor Haba Yusuf, at an assumption of office, accused Ganduje of misappropriating public funds and allocating plots of land to some members of his immediate family. One of the charges read that you, Abdullahi Umar Ganduje, sometimes between the period of January 10, 2016 or thereabouts, at Kano in the Kano Judicial Division, while serving as the governor of Kano State and being a public servant in the government of Kano State, corruptly asked for and received the sum of $200,000 being benefit for yourself from one of the beneficiaries of contracts awarded by the Kano State Government on your instruction and approval as part of your function as the governor of Kano State. The details are quite lengthy this morning. You can grab any of the dailies. It's been reported across papers this morning. Kano government charges Ganduje wife with $413,000, 1.38 billion naira bribery. Eddie, it reminds us quickly of the Gandola crisis and how the president of the day then waved it over. Despite the fact that there was hard empirical evidence that naturally should have been reviewed to see, it was a video footage of the man receiving the bribe. But then, in the eyes of the Nigerian law, you are still innocent until proven guilty in a competent court of law. Perhaps Abba Yusuf is trying to test that now.
Well, two things have saved the neck of Ganduje. One, you've mentioned it because you have not proven, it's not been proven in the eyes of the law. The second one is this immunity thing. And people have always argued that this immunity should be removed, at least when it comes to the criminal thing. Look at what is happening in South Africa. The speaker, a woman, a lady, has stepped aside because there is, in fact, she was arrested, and the case is on. Haven't taken money, electricity thing, contracts and all that. Why she was in office before she later became, the Speaker of the House. Powerful position. But if any nation wants to survive, you must be responsible, you must be transparent, and you must punish infraction. This is the case we are seeing with our constitution, and we are seeing with the way our governors behave as emperors. In fact, I'm happy Abba Yusuf is doing this, because maybe, let's see the end of it. But he wasn't punished, he wasn't even investigated. And that again brings the question of the performance of EFCC. And that was the reason why he was immediately not appointed as minister, but appointed as the chairman of a party. You know, because in the past, chairmen of parties were not, even their children
they were untouchable.
Even their children. I mean, recall
the ruling party
The ruling party, recall, even under PDP, two children of former governor, a former chairman of parties, were involved in this subsidy thing. They will not supply any fuel. They will bring the receipt and we are collecting, and they were fine. What happened to them till tomorrow? Nobody has said anything about that case. So, if they are in court, they are being tried indefinitely. So, I'm happy what this Abba Yusuf has done. At least let's begin to find out, you know, to interrogate our governors. In fact, you realize the fact that most of the governors performed all kinds of impunity when they were in office. Some with money, some will have sold the legacy projects of the state. Recall, even between the OGD and Amosun, there was this issue of accusation of he sold this, he sold that, and all that, you know. So, but nobody brings them to book, and that's the reason why some people have been arguing that 6 months to the expiration of the term of the governor, there should be a committee in place to midwife the new one. And the job of that committee is to look at what the governor has done, has refused to do, or has done wrongly, and so that you can begin to, you know, put in place, you know, the case, you know, to try the person. But unfortunately, it has happened many places.
But Eddie, sadly, you find instances, or you rarely find instances, where the same party is probably the same party.
That's what I'm saying.
What you rather have is internal bickering between them. For instance, Rivers as a case study, PDP, Fubara, Wike. One would have expected, and many people, are of the opinion that Wike's activities in 8 years as governor should be probed. But you won't see a probe. You rather see a political infighting.
Fine.
But you look at the situations where governors are probed. What you see largely is another party.
Another party, yes, of course.
NMPP now at the helms of affairs in Kano,
right,
going after the APC's person. The Amosun and Daniel, you cited here too. Different party.
Yes. Now, but Amosun took that. In fact, Amosun supported the FCC in court. In fact, Daniel said, you know, we interviewed him. But Daniel said the last 8 years has been horrendous for me.
For him.
That for 8 years, Amosun left me in court, and I think it was just
But still following that pattern, it was PDP ACN.
PDP ACN,
Daniel was PDP.
Yes, I know Daniel was.
No, forget CDP. They are but back in the same party today,
and they are friends and all that. But when you mention Wike is a clever person, very very clever. Fubara was Wike's finance director. Or
commissioner.
Not even commissioner. I think accountant general. If Fubara was Wike's points man, so there is no way you can punish him. You can bring out his
if Fubara pulls any string, it ties back to himself.
Because he was in charge, and you know Wike is smart. Not only that, he appointed about 300 aides for that election here and there, and so Wike is such a person that he will give you something to eat in Koto. I'm not substantiating it, but he will give you something to block your thing about UAT. That's wicked for you. But I quite agree with you. If Fubara has not been involved in a way, he will find a way of even instituting a commission of inquiry that is happening in Kano now. It's even happening in Benue State. Father Alia Heisen. Mm. Yes, he's probing the other man. Autumn, his predecessor. Once your hand is clean, and party affiliation too, you do it. And once it is very enormous, the one in Benue is so enormous. I heard earlier saying, look, nothing. Benue has not developed in the last 8 years. Even roads, that is just the one connecting roads now. And so where did the money go? And that's the question. We should be interrogating our governors. The people that are doing it for us now are this setup, the CSOs. But ordinarily, even nationals, citizens of subnationals should be doing it. We should be interrogating our governors. Now money is going to their hands. Billions of increased allocation of FAACC, and we are the one suffering. The common man is the one suffering. I read a piece this morning by one professor Adelibigbe. is of Futo, Federal University of Technology. And he said that the title of the article is From Subsidy to what was this thing you discussed? Electricity.
Electricity, okay.
He said from subsidy,
from that's subsidy to electricity subsidy.
Electricity increment in pay. And he said, look, no government can do everything. You have to do your bit and leave the rest, because in the final analysis, only the living will enjoy all these things you are dabbling into.
No, Eddie, my fear about this case is that it's going to be highly politicized. Or it may be highly politicized, for use of better descriptive words. And that's because we're talking about the chairman of the ruling party. One, a favorite to the former president and a favorite to the current president. Mm. And you also look at that body language, whether that case will fly at all.
If they look at that body language, they wouldn't have started it at all. Don't forget, you know, when you are fighting each other, this man is my enemy, the enemy of my enemy is my, you know, a friend. The friend of my enemy is my enemy. Look, this case will go ahead. You know, there are two things they even want to do. They want to bring the man back, the former emir of Kano. I think they have been advised to step down.
The assembly started that at some point.
I think they have been told to step down. They want to go all out to bring Danguje. Don't forget, between Danguje and Kwan Kwanso, there were 8 years. Ganduje was 8 years the deputy governor to Kwan Kwanso. And when he got to office, he told Kwan Kwanso point blank, I cannot guarantee
your safety.
Yes, I can guarantee your safety. And that man stayed away in Abuja, I mean, from Kano, and stayed in Abuja for 8 years. So it's now a tooth for tooth. But what do we call it? Ika. So let's see. It may not affect anything, because there is, in fact, AMPP is not even happy with APC. So let's just see how that fight. But the people, it may affect the people, because when Ganduje is being manhandled in court, you know, Kano, the people, you are talking of the masses. Most of them are uneducated, and once there is a move to say, okay, this man is our leader, that's where the problem may come. But then the law must take its course.
But you saw how they rallied around Abba Yusuf, even up to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
There was a massive rally on that day
because they wanted to pervert that justice.
So we'll see as it goes. We can't talk on the case itself.
We can't, because it's in the court. We are talking about the rationale behind it. Why we should continue to have put a lens on our governors while they are in office. Once allocation is going, let the people be interested.
Let's start talking about accountability. Let's move away from that. 12 states plan power projects. Anger spreads over tariff hike. Lagos, Kano, and 10 other states have concluded plans to start generating power in their respective states in conformity with the Electricity Act 2023. It was gathered on Thursday that some of these states had established their electricity market laws and were waiting for the approval of the Nigeria Electricity Regulatory Commission to have independent regulatory bodies different from the NERC owned by the federal government. As the states stepped up efforts to generate electricity, the federal government's 240% power tariff hike for consumers in Band A enjoying 20-hour electricity attracted more condemnations on Thursday. Groups including the Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association of Nigeria, CSOs, and Nigeria Electricity Consumer Advocacy Network warned that a hike would worsen the plight of Nigerians. The Electricity Act permits State Electricity Board or any state authority by whatever appellation to grant license for mini-grids and provide the framework for the operation of such licenses. And I'm trying to look at the list of states, and I see Ekiti here.
Sokoto.
Sokoto.
Kebbi.
Kano.
Nasarawa.
Yes. And my question.
Even Osun.
I'm coming back home. Our dear Ogun State.
Yeah.
We had a thing like this before the Electricity Act.
We did.
The Independent Power Project.
IPP, yes.
First, there was an idea of using black oil by Otubak Binga Daniel. Then, Amosun. That became a success, and it was used across board. I know firsthand the people who use that power today are complaining that it's no longer available. So you look at what the states, why are we not taking action on this?
You know what's surprising? We have every opportunity. In fact, states that do not even have the opportunity we have already started it. In fact, it's funny enough, that program is already running in Ekiti. What's the population of Ekiti compared to Ogun? It's between 6 and 7 million. Not only that, what's the IGR?
Industrial capacity.
What's the IGR like? Ogun is probably fourth. When you take Lagos, you take Delta, you take Rivers, and you take Ogun. And so, apart from that, there's an opportunity. The River Basin, Ogun Oshun River Basin Development Authority, because I was privileged in 1983 to follow the minister that came from Lagos to go and cover Ogun Oshun. And emphatically, Dr. Lekan Osun of blessed memory, who was then the MD, said, look, with this, we can supply electricity to the Abeokuta and the environs. And I think the people in government in Ogun know about this. And I would think that Ogun should have started it all, because we have the wherewithal. Apart from the space, the material to use, the River Basin Authority, we have the money. And I'm surprised that Ekiti is already running it. Okay, it's running IPP already. And it's even going to elongate it, expand. To expand it, you know. And using investors, Kano, Kebbi, Sokoto, Benue, all these states that do not have a capacity. So I don't know. Maybe it's in the pipeline, but I'm sure the governor will come out. But for now, if we have not done anything in that direction, and trust Lagos now, Lagos was the one that started it under Ashwaju IPP. In fact, even Metro, it was the former governor, former president, that PMB that stopped them under the military regime. So I don't know, and we are nearer Lagos. We do everything, you know, together. We have opportunities. I don't know why we have not started it, but I want to believe that with these 12 states, even states that could do not meet our requirement, I think government should think out of the box and do something, because you have to do something that will benefit the masses. Power is the first thing that will benefit the man. That was what that professor I mentioned in the morning was talking about. Do something and make it a legacy. You know, make it a legacy project. No, you can. No government can do everything. No way. I mean, you having your hand in all pies, health, student loan, oil and gas, and all that. No. And I think
for a country that supplies the neighboring countries. Mm-hmm. Now, my fear or my concern, in time we talk about that, we give electricity to Niger, to Benin,
Togo, and all that,
and the likes. Yes. They tell you, remind you quickly that the dam.
Yes.
But then you look at our power grid that has been collapsed. That's collapsed twice this year, and you wonder the amount of contribution that the Kanji Dam is contributing to the national grid. What you have now is thermal dams everywhere, or gas dams being powered. So can we just let go of the Kanji Dam? Let states have their power, and we stop selling what we don't have.
Exactly. That's the flaw in our kind of federalism. I mean, what they are trying to paper over the cracks now by, one, the state policing thing we are talking about, and this electricity, you know, it was the one in 2005 did not allow them. But the one now has allowed them, you know, to have a mini grid, and we can even expand it. You've mentioned thermal, you've mentioned gas. There are other things you can do. There is solar, there is coal. In fact, China depends largely on coal, yes, to feed 1.4 billion human beings. You know, so why can't we? We just 216 human beings. It's because we have allowed this federalism. The federal government to take over the entire thing. Out of the executive legislative bill, the executive legislative act, you have 68 items. 68 for the state, for the federal government. You have 20 for the state. You have 12, you know, residual. What is the federal government doing with 68 items in the exclusive legislative list? That's the reason why we have most of the problems we have in the country. We are not allowing sub-nationals, you know, to develop at their pace. Everybody has to run to Abuja. Even when you talk of security, I mean, governor will run to Abuja to say, come and save me. It's not supposed to be so. In America, it's not so. And we've aped America. security thing we are talking about, take care of your state. But if your hand cannot, if you can't handle it, then the federal will move in. That's what it's supposed to be. Oil. Look at Texas. Whatever you have in your area. But you pay to federal. That is what federalism is all about. But here, and you generate your electricity. Here, we started with federal government. Greed. And the greed is collapsing. It collapsed six times last year. This year, it has collapsed twice. And some of us don't even have light. And you are increasing the tariff. That's the reason why the man is talking from first. The title of his article is From Fuel Subsidy to Electricity Tariff. I mean, he said it's the living that will enjoy all these things we are putting our hands. Pick something and make it a legacy project. Then and be pro people.
Eddie, this next story, I never would have thought that we'll be having this kind of conversation on Freshly Pressed, but then it's in the news already, mm-hmm. and it's a big one. Police can't arrest Bobrisky for being cross-dresser. I saw that video earlier. Muyiwa Adejobi was speaking on Channels Television, and he said the Nigerian law is not a crime.
Of course,
it is not a crime yet to cross-dress. But what is a crime is to under unnatural offences. Is to have sex with the same gender.
Yeah.
But it's going to be difficult to be proved unless they are caught in the act or there's very extenuating evidences. But away from that, Bobrisky is still back in the news again, perhaps after escaping being arrested for cross-dressing. Pen Pushing reports this: Bobrisky risks 14-year jail term as he faces criminal charges. The controversial cross-dresser, Idris Okuneye, popularly called Bobrisky, risks a jail term between 4 and 14 years as the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, arraigned him on Friday on a 6-count charge bordering on money laundering and other offences. Pen Pushing reports that Bobrisky was earlier arrested by the Anti-Graft Commission on Wednesday and thereafter prepared charges against him, which is expected to be heard at the Federal High Court in Lagos before Justice Abimbola Awogboro. The new act, however, provides that a person who commits the offense of money laundering is liable on conviction to imprisonment for a term of not less than 4 years, but not more than 14 years, or a fine not less than 5 times the value of the proceeds of the crime, or both, and a body corporate is liable on. Pen Pushing further reports that the head media and publicity of the commission, Dele Oyewale, in a statement said the agency prosecutor, Rotimi Oyedepo, alongside 7 other lawyers, filed the charges against Bobrisky. I read the file charge yesterday, 6 counts. Two of the counts bordering on money laundering and 4 of the counts on mutilation of the Naira. And my interest this morning is not in Bobrisky or the money laundering charge, but the mutilation of the Naira. And you look at Nigeria as a whole, a country of Naira mutilators. From the market women who put it in their braziers or tight in a knot at the edge of their... Then to partygoers, poor, rich, middle class, every Saturday, tomorrow is Saturday, go to an average party, you see the Naira being sprayed and defaced. A king in this state, stringed together 1,000 naira notes and hung on the neck of a musician
and has been suspended by the Alake
by the council. But then there is no, so I'm looking at it from the angle of selective enforcement of the law. If we are cracking down on this, let us crack down on it. Perhaps there are other things and they just want to model that up in it.
You are right, selective, but it has to start with somebody. In defense of the police, it has to start with somebody. You know, yes, there are so many things we are overlooking in this country, but it has to start with somebody. Now, let's look at the genesis of even pasting money on people. In the past, even dancers, drummers, was paid money just to in appreciation because they didn't earn salaries. There was no means of making money. And when we were younger too, I mean, we saw them being, you know, pasted with money as a way of earning money. But the problem these days is that when you paste money on the head of whoever, you are not paying the money for, you are not paying the person for earning salary, service. Except you give it to a Sonny Ade or an Obi or a Kwanwan or whatever, because they don't have any other means except anyone that wants to have another means. So it's to appreciate the energy of that person, the ability, the sense, you know, of thinking. But it has turned to every to some other things now. If you look at the American currency, even the ones in Nigeria, the way it is kept, nobody rumples it. Yes, but like you rightly said, do people write, even in the banks, the bankers too are guilty. You see red markings, blue markings on it. One, they count it and put the marks on it. We don't respect our currency, and it's an offense. There is a law against it. That's the reason why it's happening. But based on what your concern, it should now spread, because I've been to parties. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I attended a party, and I saw it's a business for some people now. The money you cannot get in the bank, even as a POS person, you see it in the hands of people. They be in openly displaying it and saying they're taking 200 naira from 1,000 naira. Would you
call exorbitant?
Would you call that business? If it is business, it's an illegal business, it's illicit, because there is a law against it and it should be punished. So what I'm supporting what you're saying, that we should now extend it beyond, and if we have CIDs, you know, people, policemen who will not dress up, then let them just attend parties, and they have the right to be there. Then once you pick people, maybe they want to make example with Bob Risky to say, okay, celebrities. And in Nigeria too, celebrities have not been spared. So many, so many.
Yeah, there's a lady who is in jail. She's spending 6 months in jail.
Yeah,
she's a popular TikToker. I can't remember her name. Yes, she was also charged for similar offense.
Yes,
and she was sentenced to 6 months in prison.
That's why I'm saying they are starting now, especially with celebrity. It would get to the ears of everybody, and everybody will know. But I want them to extend it to when the governor is organizing a party, or senator, or house of reps passing, or an important personality, irrespective of the bouncer at the gate. Let them show their card and enter.
Pick the person.
Especially pick important personalities. Make them examples. Others will sit up. But it's not good for our image. It's not done.
Eddie, during the cash scarcity saga, around this time last year, I saw an ingenious display, but then I don't know why it stopped. They came up with a kind of pseudo-currency.
Oh, yes.
That is not a legal tender.
It's not a legal tender, yes.
You buy it and you can now spray that. I don't know why people stop that idea, because by doing that, you have not broken
any law.
You are just spraying papers.
But can you?
But the musician will now go back to convert that to cash. It's just like a token. You know, just for instance, you go to clubs. We were speaking about Vegas earlier,
yes.
And the culture of gambling. They don't use currency
gamble. They don't.
They buy chips.
Yes.
They buy chips and exchange the chips afterwards to money. So if we have something like that, maybe we avoid it. It's in our culture to spray money.
It's in our
culture. So maybe we spray something else and not the naira.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think government should devise another means, you know, of ensuring, you know, that that culture does not die, because there are still those illiterate drummers out there, and they add panache, you know, to parties. Oh, the bong bong, you go just see them. In fact, they are, once I heard them in the past, I know somebody had died in the area.
Yeah.
You know, they will come around and all that. They add pep, they add glamour, you know, to the entire thing. Maybe government should, rather than punish people, you know, necessarily or legally, which is right on the part of government, I think they should devise that means of that, you know, money, the fake, you know, is it fake or devised currencies, and let them, you know, sell it. And at least it's a way to, you know, it's a way to at least ensure that there's another way to do it. But culture is one thing, another is maintaining the legality or the illegality of that thing you're doing.
If you go to parties nowadays, I don't think you believe there is poverty in the land.
No, they even I've visited once, especially in the Jebu area, they give clothes, they tie goats, you know. You know, there was a woman when fuel was scarce. The woman started distributing petrol. Yes. Although she was picked up and something, but I think the
petrol,
case is the case is still in court. You know, she said, well, it's scarce, and that's what I feel I can give to my guests.
I'm getting a message. It's a question. I said, how about the Ogun State Oba who just didn't spray money, but also made it into an apparel?
Yes.
Recall that the case is still recent, and it's not yet statute bad.
Yes. But well, wait, maybe because police officers were not there, but elsewhere, because they have the evidence.
There's a video.
The video, that's what I'm saying. There's because the video, I have it. It's everywhere. I think it should have been picked up, but maybe they are respecting that traditional office. And because the traditional council has punished him, I mean, you don't do double jeopardy. What Alake in council did was the best thing to do, to say, okay, we don't encourage this kind of infraction. And I think government, I mean, if you don't want to do double jeopardy, government should not pick him up. But elsewhere, he will have been picked up.
We'll take this break now. We'll play some adverts. We'll be back to pick your calls.
Àgbékalẹ̀ ilé-iṣẹ́ First January Agro Investment Limited àti Feb 10 Farmers Association tó parapọ̀ di ọ̀kan tí gbogbo wọn ń pè ní Great Achievers. Àṣírí ọlá tó ń bẹ lọ́dọ̀ wọn kò ṣeé fi wé tẹnikẹ́ni. Bó o bá ti kọ́ ralẹ̀, ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá ralẹ̀ lẹ́yìn rẹ nínú owó tó bá san, ó ti ní iye owó kan pàtó tó máa gbà gẹ́gẹ́ bí àjẹmọ́nú. Wá gbọ́ o, bí ìwọ ti ń jẹ̀gbádùn yìí, làwọn tó kù náà yóò máa jẹ̀gbádùn lẹ́yìn ẹni tó bá rà lẹ́yìn tiwọn náà. Láti darapọ̀ mọ́ ẹbí Great Achievers, ẹ jẹ́ kí n yá tètè já yín sí àǹfààní tó ń lọ lọ́wọ́ yìí pẹ̀lú ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá náírà àní 10,000 naira péré. Tó bá kọ́kọ́ san, ìwọ náà ti darapọ̀ mọ́ Great Achievers nìyẹn. Mo jẹ́ acre tàbí plot ilẹ̀ ló fẹ́ rà lẹ́yìn 10,000 naira tó bá kọ́kọ́ san. Odidi ọdún kan gbáko ló máa fi sanwó rẹ tó bá kò ní san díẹ̀díẹ̀. Àwọn ibi tí ilẹ̀ wa wà nìyí o, Ọbáfẹ́, Alábàtà àti Mọlọ́gẹ̀dẹ̀, ọjọ́ 15 oṣù kẹrin ní ìpolongo yìí máa wá sópin o. Ẹ pé 091-3907-7977.
Bonia Electronics don kiwa, wipe Ramadan Mubarak won kiwa. Ilese Bonia Electronics won ki gogo wa, omi ni mo mi na tun won kiwa. Ya salam, wa tun shadura fun wa, emi wa tun bere re. Iro yori alayo, emi are iye osu yi.
Ami
Bonia Electronics won kiwa.
Ọgbọ̀n awẹ, ọgbọ̀n ẹ̀bùn fún ọgbọ̀n ènìyàn. Ilese Bonia Electronics lo tun gbe ifafalala kale fun gbogbo onibara awon o.
Ramadan
èyíkéyìí tẹ́ ẹ bá rà nínú ọjà wa lẹ́ ó máa jàǹfààní ẹ̀dínwó tẹ́ ó sì tún máa gba tíkẹ́ẹ̀tì tá ó fi yí koto tẹ́ ó fi jẹ̀bùn lọ́jọ́ ọdún ìtùnú àwẹ́ kọ̀la. Ọgbọ̀n ènìyàn péré ló máa jàǹfààní yìí o.
Ramadan promo,
ìwọ náà tètè máa bọ̀ kó o lè kópa nínú ẹ̀. O lè ra deep freezer, generator, television, air conditioner àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Òní Electronics wà ní àdójúkọ post office Ṣàpọ́n Abẹ́òkúta, telephone 0803-350-6850. Òní Electronics.
Àmọ̀ kú oríire ti lé ńlá yìí, gbogbo ẹ̀ ló ṣe rigidi yìí.
O ṣí ọ̀rẹ́ mi adùn àkárí.
Èwo wá ní gbogbo eruku tí ń bẹ lábẹ́ àga yìí.
Báàmọ̀ tìrì mọ́nù, aga tí mo rà ló kúkú jù.
Àmọ́ mo ti ṣàlàyé fún ọ nípa Fimi Interior pé gbogbo fọ́nìṣọ̀ tó bá fẹ́ rà ibẹ̀ ni kò mọ̀ lọ.
Tí wọ́n náà sì mọ nǹkan tí dọ́là ń sọ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀, gbogbo fọ́nìṣọ̀ Fimi Interior ni ó ti wọ́n.
Kò sí ètò kó lọ́wọ́ wọ Fimi Interior tó ní rẹ̀rìn jáde pẹ̀lú àwọn fọ́nìṣẹ̀ tó ṣe dáadáa tá a kò wọlé láti Turkey, UK àti US. Láwọn fọ́nìṣẹ̀ bíi fabric sofa, Italian leather, wine bar, executive tables and chairs pẹ̀lú àwọn ìbòsí tó bá ti jòyè. Bẹ́ẹ̀ tún làwọn ṣẹ́ tó bá ó fàdéradé kù wá. Ọ̀pọ̀ àwọn fọ́nìṣẹ̀ àwòdámi ẹnu ilé owó wọn ò fani lápò yá.
The biggest Ramadan promo is here at Fimi Interior. Correct. You don't have to go to Lagos anymore. Top-notch and imported furniture are available at unbeatable prices ever.
Bubuye lo ye kulafani edinwo 10% ti Ramadan promo yi. Lati ra furnitures oniruru tako wole lati Turkey, UK, US.
Our three-story building is fully loaded with imported furniture of different varieties. Name it. Fabric sofa, Italian leather, wine bar, dining, office table, executive bed for the classic and royal set, wardrobe.
Koto sebe, TV was this. To wa pelu awon unfa denku denku. Pelu e o need the POP chef mo. Pelu owo ti o gara. Gbogbo awon oja yi edinwo te o le ri nibi kankan. Lodo wa lo wa.
Free delivery is also available nationwide on every product you buy from us.
Latari edinwo 10% to lo lowo lasiko Ramadan yi ni.
Hurry now, contact us at Fini Interior opposite Navy Secondary School, Onikoko, Abeokuta.
Tabi ke pe sori 08062591058.
Freshly Pressed is live, 081-3355-3996. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Talk to us.
Yeah, Majid is my name. From Majid there.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to comment on this structure in Nigeria, whereby the power resources are concentrated at the federal level, like Professor Edi said. I don't think it is good enough for development, because this so much powers that are concentrated are not being used effectively by the federal government. Imagine the federal government takes about 52% of revenue from the SAC, and we have not seen results in terms of services. Electricity is comatose. There is no security. A lot of infrastructures are not working. So I wonder why the federal government cannot devolve these powers and resources to the states for effective implementation of state policies and programs. So like I have always said, the structural link is the real. Let this country be the structure so that Nigerians, for once, will have the benefit of, democracy dividends. Because the more we continue to
run
the way we are running, we may not be able to reap the benefits, I suppose.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Chairman.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Olushola John. I'm calling from Rwanda. In a polite society, Ganduje should have stepped down now by himself, just like the woman did in South Africa. And she also reported to the police. Ganduje should step down so that there will not be any immunity covering him. They should stop this immunity of a thing. That is why they use in oppressing Nigerians. Ganduje should step down and submit himself to the police or the relevant agencies and defend himself properly. If he's free, he comes back to the job. If he's found guilty, he faces his release. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Good morning. Nigeria belongs to us all. I advise Governor Fubara to tread softly, otherwise he will find himself to blame. But why is dollars crashing and price of goods and commodities keep rising? Come on, Lafe says, please, when is the 100 truckloads of rice arriving? You used another word, but I won't take that, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Emmanuel. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
My name is Pastor Chola Makinde. I am from
You're welcome to Fresh the Press.
Good morning. Great analysis and insightful revelations. As God Almighty will continue to increase your wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. Having prayed for my brothers in the studio this morning, I just want to say that this flip-flopping we are embarking upon in this country cannot take us anywhere. You cannot continue to do the same thing the same way and expect any tangible result on infrastructure, on electricity, on all-round problems and challenges we are having in this country. Eddie, I am surprised that the man in charge today, the President Bola Tinubu, I know him to be an apostle of restructuring, but surprisingly, it's not even looking that way any longer. It's not saying anything about it. The only way to go in this country is to restructure to true federalism and self-determination. Enough of all this, every state, every local has become beggarly. You cannot do anything on your own to get to Abuja. It's not supposed to be so. We are running a federal system. Let us be federal fully. Thank you very much. God bless Nigeria and God bless Fresh FM.
God bless you too. And that would be your last call this morning. We can't accommodate anymore because of time constraints. Eddie, I want us to quickly touch on something quickly. We have just about 30 seconds left on the show. 10-11 months into the second term of Prince Dapo Abiodun as governor of Ogun State, we still don't have a commissioner for information.
Well, it's the prerogative of the governor, you know, to appoint anybody, you know, to man his information and communication